Democrats in the Washington State House have proposed a $3 billion tax package to help fund schools and social services over the next 2 years. The budget and tax plan unveiled Monday includes a new tax on capital gains. Senate Republicans quickly panned the proposal and warned it may take a special session to get a final budget deal. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
On a day when high school students from across Washington worked on and displayed tiny homes for the homeless on the Capitol campus, House Democrats announced a budget they say will help the most vulnerable in Washington.
We're putting money into human service programs, housing, homelessness, civil legal aid, public defense, parks, and ensuring the quality care for our aging and developmentally disabled.
House Budget Chair Tim Ormsby said of his budget,
"It represents a contract between generations."
The budget also aims to fully fund schools as required by the Washington Supreme Court. So how would House Democrats pay for their nearly $45 billion two-year budget? In part with a $3 billion tax package that includes a new tax on capital gains on the sale of stocks and bonds. They would also boost the business and occupation tax for higher-earning companies and raise the real estate excise tax for homes over $1 million. At the same time, House Democrats say they would exempt nearly three-quarters of businesses from paying any B&O tax and lower the real estate excise tax rate for homes under $250,000. Chris Litton chairs the House Finance Committee.
This is a bold proposal, no doubt about it, but it also sets us up for solving some of the problems we need to solve around education funding and then not doing massive cuts to essential services.
Democratic Governor Jay Inslee praised the House budget for fully funding education and protecting social services, but Senate Republicans quickly pounced.
Big picture, very disappointed with their position on taxes.
John Braun chairs the Senate Budget Committee. He and his fellow Republicans have proposed a new state property tax levy that would replace local school levies. Braun attacked the idea of a capital gains tax.
This is an income tax. We believe it is not consistent with either the Constitution or the will of the people. So we don't think it's viable.
This is not an income tax. This is an excise tax.
Democrats argue their plan makes Washington's tax system fairer while also bringing in new dollars. They call the Republican property tax plan convoluted and say it unfairly hits homeowners in the Seattle area. They also criticize the Republican budget passed last week for cuts it makes to the social safety net. But the disagreement isn't just over policy. It's also over process. Democrats say they will pass their budget off the floor of the House this Friday, but they don't plan to pass their tax package, at least not right away. House Finance Chair Chris Litton says that's because of past experience.
In 2013, we passed packages two different times, revenue packages over to the Senate. They were not heard in committee and they were not given any consideration.
But Senator Braun says until the House does pass its tax plan, negotiations on a final budget can't truly begin.
They need to bring a complete proposal. I'm certain we will talk to them, but you can have no real negotiations until they show that everything they want to do is more than just a spending list.
Washington lawmakers have until April 23rd to find agreement on a budget or go into an overtime session, something former budget chair Dino Rossi, who's filling a vacancy in the state Senate, says he's now concerned may happen. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.